On today's show, a rap artist bets big on the auto industry, North Korea sets a new production record for farm tractors, and how some Russians have reinvented curling using cars. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show dedicated to enthusiasts of the Gregorian calendar who know that tomorrow is the first day of April. Earlier this week, the Chinese internet company Tencent bought 5% of Tesla. Now, Autoline Daily has learned that the rap artist 50 Cent is buying 40% of Tencent, which gives 50 Cent 2% of Tesla thanks to his investment in Tencent. Sorry if all this sounds confusing, but we plead innocent. By the way, this story first broke on the North Korean news site DMZ, an illegal affiliate of the American celebrity gossip television program TMZ. And speaking of North Korea, the country proudly announced that the People's Revolutionary Tractor Factory No. 5 smashed all previous production levels, making nearly 30 tractors this month. That's almost one a day, a stunning achievement. All hail the heroic workers of Tractor Factory No. 5. In unrelated news, DMZ reports that Dennis Rodman spent last weekend playing basketball games of PIG, P-I-G, with the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Rodman was flabbergasted at the ball-handling skills of the dear great leader. And I'm quoting here, "I couldn't stop the dude," Rodman said, "and every time he took a shot, it was nothing but net." DMZ later reported that the dear great leader celebrated his victory by killing five of his cousins with a howitzer. And we'll be back with more Fakir news right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
It's no secret that President Trump is no fan of former President Obama. But one thing that Trump does like is the new presidential limousine that Obama presented to him at the inauguration. But maybe Trump did not know what he was getting into. DMZ broke the story that the new presidential limousine was custom fitted with a GM ignition switch, 10 Takata airbags, a Pinto gas tank, a Toyota gas pedal with oversized floor mats, and a Corvair suspension system. In another surprising revelation, the EPA announced today that after months of investigation, it found a defeat device in the Hillary Clinton campaign machine. The agency reported that as long as the campaign was monitored by public polls, everything looked normal. But once the polling stopped, the campaign machine started generating dangerously high levels of voter apathy. The EPA is not sure how the defeat device got attached to the campaign, but says that Volkswagen and Russia are high on its list of suspects. Coming up next, Russian athletes reinvent the game of curling with cars.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
You know, nothing goes together like bitter cold winters, lots of vodka, and broken down old cars. Chalk one up for the Russians. They figured out how to break out of the winter doldrums by reinventing the game of curling. Take a look. Score one for the red team. And you know, one thing's for sure with these Russian athletes, none of them would be able to pass a drug test. Unfortunately, looks like we've run out of Fakir news to report on. Sorry for the inconvenience, and please don't tell anybody about it.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.